Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, and today this is another listening episode, so I'm going to speak to you with no script and no editing, so you get to listen to some natural sounding English, but I'm going to make it a bit easier for you. So hopefully it won't be so slow and boring like a textbook, but hopefully it won't be as hard as TV shows or movies. So today, I want to talk to you about chilling, because perhaps this is a word that you've heard before, and this is a word that we use a lot in English. So first, what does this word mean? Well, chilling just means relaxing. So you might hear sometimes if you're watching a movie or a TV show in English, or if you're just speaking with native speakers and you ask them, what are you doing today? Or what are you up to today? Which is the same meaning. What are you up to today? They might just say, I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling. So they also often drop the G. So instead of chilling, just chilling. I'm just chilling at home. So chilling or chilling just means relaxing at home. So just doing no work, no housework, no chores, no homework, just chilling. So it means, for example, sitting on the couch, watching TV, playing video games, reading a book, just doing things that you like doing. So what do I do when I am chilling? I like to study. Perhaps you know I'm always studying Japanese. And for me, it kind of is chilling. It is relaxing because it's what I like to do. But it sort of depends on what you like to do. There are some kinds of study that for me are not relaxing. So things like doing like any kind of exam preparation, because at some point I'd like to take an exam in Japanese. So sometimes I check some things I need to know for the exam. That's not very fun. Also, even language shadowing, I've talked about that before in other videos and other episodes. Even the last one, I talked about ways to study in 2021, and I talked about language shadowing. So if you haven't listened to that, go and have a look. Language shadowing for me is quite exhausting. It's quite tiring, so I wouldn't consider that chilling. But when I'm just at home watching Netflix in Japanese or reading a comic in Japanese, that to me kind of just feels like chilling. Of course, I usually do it in a comfortable position. You know, I don't sit at my desk and read a book. I sit either under our kotatsu table. If you're not Japanese or if you haven't been to Japan, you might not know what a kotatsu table is, but it's a nice warm table. It's a table with a big blanket on top and there's a heater underneath, and we have lots of cushions around that. So I normally just sit under there relaxing, and that is definitely a form of chilling. So you don't need to chill by yourself. You can also chill with your friends. Of course, during this coronavirus pandemic, we need to be careful about that. But usually people will use this expression, yeah, I'm just going to chill with my friends. You know, so that doesn't mean going for a big hike or something, because that would not be chilling. But just, sitting around your house with your friends, perhaps drinking some beer, or if you prefer coffee, maybe watching a movie together, even playing a board game or something relaxed, or video games, then that's another way to chill. I wonder what you do when you're chilling. Recently, I started playing video games again. So before, I was playing video games when I was a teenager. I used to play them too much. I'm somebody who can get a bit addicted quite easily. So addicted, or the word addiction is the noun. Addicted is usually a very bad thing. Like, for example, you can be addicted to drugs, and it means you can't stop taking drugs. Or you can be addicted to alcohol, and you can't stop drinking alcohol, which we usually call, like, someone who has that problem, we usually say they are an alcoholic. So an alcoholic would be addicted to alcohol. But we can be addicted to things that are not so harmful. And yes, when I was a teenager, I was a bit addicted to video games. I couldn't stop playing the video game. I used to play for hours and hours and hours. So it was kind of a bad habit. So when I got older, I just decided not to play video games. Just didn't buy a games console because I didn't want to get addicted or spend too much time playing them. But yeah, now it's this pandemic and we can't go outside very much, so I thought that it might be fun to play video games. And I especially thought it would be a good idea because now you can play them online, which means I can play with my brother in the UK, and I also play with my friend in Spain. And it's a way to sort of connect with people who live in other countries and sort of spend time together instead of just talking on the phone. It's kind of a fun thing you can do together. So yeah, that's one way that I've been chilling a lot recently. something that I probably should do more in my spare time is start playing guitar again. So I used to relax by playing guitar a lot. And perhaps when you begin playing an instrument, it doesn't feel very relaxing. You know, at the beginning, it's very hard and you have to pay a lot of attention. And, you know, you can't be creative. You have to just sort of follow a book or listen to your teacher or, yeah, however you're learning, it's maybe not so relaxing. But I think when you've been playing an instrument for a while, you can start to just enjoy it. You can relax. You can kind of, you know, for me, it's guitar. You can kind of just get lost in what you're doing, and you sort of, it's almost like a kind of meditation or something. So yeah, I used to play guitar quite a lot, but when I started studying Japanese, I started putting all my time into that. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm somebody perhaps that gets kind of addicted quite easily. So I'm kind of a bit addicted to studying Japanese, and I just do it all the time in my spare time. But perhaps I should divide my time, and maybe I should play some guitar as well, because I feel like I'm kind of perhaps losing the level that I had before. Not that I was some amazing Jimi Hendrix level guitar player, but I had a reasonable level, and I think I'm probably sort of like forgetting how to play guitar. So yeah, I should try and play a bit more guitar. But also recently I started wanting to play the drums as well. I've always wanted to play the drums, but I've always been moving between different countries, so I could never have a drum kit. And here now I live in an apartment, so I can't have a drum, like a normal drum kit, but I'm thinking about getting an electric drum kit. So I got a practice pad where you sort of like just practice the drum techniques and things like that. It's just basically a piece of rubber that you hit, and I've been practicing that a bit. But like I mentioned earlier, because I'm just beginning with that, it doesn't really feel like chilling. It doesn't feel like relaxing because I have to concentrate a lot and sort of pay attention to certain techniques. And yeah, it's not quite something I can just get lost in and not sort of think. Yeah, it's still not very good yet. So I don't know if I'll continue with that or not. I think I want to, but like I said, I kind of have a lot of different things that I want to do, and it's hard to find time to do everything. You know, recently I've also been playing a lot of basketball and things, so yeah, it's quite hard to keep up with everything. But I wonder what you're doing when you're chilling. Please let me know. So if you're watching the YouTube version instead of listening to the podcast version, then on YouTube you can comment. So let me know how you have been chilling. Perhaps it was different from before because, yeah, before the coronavirus pandemic, perhaps a lot of us were chilling with our friends more often, or perhaps we were going outside more often. But now there's a lot of chilling at home. There's not really much we can do outside. So there's a lot of, yeah, sitting at home on the couch and finding things to do. But yeah, there's plenty of ways to study English too, and hopefully you find studying English another way of chilling. If you don't, you need to find a different way of studying. Because if you're studying English and it feels like stressful and it's not very enjoyable, then please try to find a way that you do like to do it. Because that's a good thing about learning languages. You can do anything. You can play video games in English, or you can read books in English, or you can listen to music in English, or learn to sing an English song, or speak English with somebody. You know, there's many different, anything that you enjoy doing in your language, you can now do that in English. So hopefully you can chill and study at the same time. But anyway, that's about all for today. So now I am going to go and chill and I'll see you all back here next time. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and if you're listening to the podcast, don't forget to follow and review. I think the review is only on Apple Podcast, but if you're on there, then please review. Everyone share with your friends, yes, and I will see you all back here next time.